Hello, everyone. This is AJ Murthy here, getting through the MN220 course online regarding assignments that are coming up. And we need to actually focus on assignment 2, which is due soon in April. And the due date is on the 2nd of April, which is a Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Now, just making sure that we are good with these assignments and we are up to date with the things that we need to do. Now, if you look at the risk management plan assignment, essentially the cover sheet and the requirements in terms of the plan structure. Number one, two, strategic and thinking analysis, and finally, presentation. This report needs to be in the format that is report-based. You are able to use assignment one for the first, basically, five areas. A table of content, executive summary, any new definitions could be added in, objectives of the risk management plan, stating clearly what you want to achieve from this plan, your risk management policy, strategic planning and corporate governance, organizational responsibility and accountability. That would be from assignment one. Communication and consultation, you might have got some further information from assignment one. Okay. Where you need to start thinking quite a bit more is from risk management program and processes. Describe the risk management processes using specifically ISO 31000 section 6, which are the risk process methodology. Now, performance measurement of the plan. That is any form of measures that you can find to ensure that your plan is on track, whether it is improvements from consequence and likelihood calculations, costs of capital improvements that are put aside, okay, ensuring whether it is quality or any form of error reduction in terms of putting this risk management plan in, that has to be stipulated. Now, risk management implementation plan, that would be specifically in terms of how you're planning to implement. Remember, for this particular assignment, out of the top four risks that you've calculated, now you've got 20 risks, you've added 10 more to your risk register, you're supposed to calculate 20 risks covering areas that we are completing on the second half of the course. So thus far, we've completed corporate governance, OHS, IT security risk, and just recently this week in terms of lecture for week 8 as all around the lecture regarding business continuity planning. Now, you've got to be able to do that, including ERM, which is enterprise risk management, from module 9 all the way to module 12, or week 12. Okay, so make sure that you add additional 10 risks, recalculate your risk, okay, and pick out four specific plans. These are all now on Canvas. Okay, four specific plans that you need to be able to add in detail how you plan to actually implement four key top risks in terms of its planning. Now, when it comes to enterprise risk management, there's also the COSO Cube that I'll be speaking about from weeks 9 right to the end. And in this particular sort of process, what you need to make sure is that you are completely across how to apply enterprise risk management. And all it means in terms of enterprise risk management is looking at risk in totality. Okay. I will explain that further as we go along, and I'm going to start putting up recordings regarding the lectures very soon. But I will actually make that very clear and apparent to people as things are going along. Now, ensure that you have in the appendix of your reports the risk management framework, okay, which is from the first assignment, section 4 and section 5, just an overview, context, criteria, your risk register now with 20 risks, the old 10 risks that you've identified plus 10 new risks, a risk profile, you'll get that from lecture 2 and 3, your risk profile, risk appetite and tolerance, okay, describe the risk appetite and tolerance of the company, the 4 new risk treatment plans, and if you have a monitor and review process, which you should be having, please include that in the actual report for assignment 2. Now, there will be details in terms of other additional things as I go along for the next chapters. Thank you, guys. Any questions, please send me an email. That's the best way to communicate with me. If you need any form of other communication, we can discuss that via email. Take care then. Keep safe. Bye for now.